SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Mata uang virtual atau kripto, pendengar, sering kali dipromosikan sebagai investasi yang menguntungkan, meskipun para ahli memperingatkan akan risikonya yang tinggi. Kripto juga digunakan dalam semakin banyak penipuan investasi. Dalam episode ini, kita akan mendengarkan cerita dari seorang pria Brazil tentang pengalamannya terkait uang kripto. Ia hanyalah salah satu dari banyak orang yang telah dimanfaatkan, di mana orang-orang yang tidak berbahasa utama bahasa Inggris menjadi salah satu kelompok yang paling berisiko dalam hal penipuan. Jadi apa sebenarnya yang menjadi daya tarik uang kripto dan bagaimana Anda bisa melindungi diri dari penipuan? Mata uang virtual atau kripto, pendengar, kembali menjadi berita utama setelah Presiden Amerika Serikat Donald Trump meluncurkan koin meme-nya sendiri.
I don't know much about it other than I launched it. I heard it was very successful. I haven't checked it. Where is it today?
Several billion dollars, it seems like, in the last several days.
Several billion, that's peanuts for these guys.
Associate Professor di University of Queensland, Rand Lowe, mengatakan koin Trump ini sangatlah kontradiktif. Secara historis, daya tarik uang kripto atau mata uang digital ini adalah bahwa uang ini beroperasi lepas dari pemerintah, bank sentral, dan Federal Reserve.
They like the idea of being able to transact in a system that is free from government interference.
Melakukan transaksi menggunakan uang kripto berarti transaksi tersebut dikirim ke cloud atau internet, di mana transaksi tersebut dikelompokkan menjadi apa yang disebut sebagai blok.
That block of transactions is added to the database, which is also known as a blockchain. So basically you have an entry or a set of transactions, which is in a block that is chained to other blocks. And for it to be added on to the previous block, it has to go through a cryptographic process, which is why it's called cryptocurrency. Whereas in the banking system, you have to put in passwords, PIN IDs, you need to have the authorization within a bank.
Sementara mata uang normal kita mendapatkan nilainya dari pemerintah dan Reserve Bank of Australia, uang kripto tidak diatur oleh siapapun dan pada akhirnya didukung oleh mereka yang menggunakan.
A lot of people are looking to invest in crypto and there are opportunities for people to make money, but there are a lot of people who are seeing the dark side of crypto.
Itu tadi adalah Tom Aberisk, kepala kebijakan di kelompok advokasi konsumen Choice. Pada tahun 2023, warga Australia kehilangan sebanyak 171 juta dolar akibat penipuan investasi uang kripto.
We're certainly hearing from people who have thought that their money has been invested in crypto and then, you know, the next moment they've accessed it or gone to access it and either someone's taken it away and managed to access it remotely or it was never really invested in the first place.
Dalam beberapa kasus, bank berhasil memperoleh kembali uang Anda. Namun, jika menyangkut penipuan uang kripto, ceritanya sangatlah berbeda. Kenyataannya adalah ada kesenjangan besar dalam sistem hukum.
96% of those losses are not recoverable, and the consumer bears the loss for that. Banks only reimburse about 4% of losses, but because there's a complete absence of regulation, I'd be surprised if it's even that high.
Pria Brazil berusia 32 tahun, Victor Mesquita, adalah seorang pelajar di Sydney. Pada tahun 2022, ia menerima pesan melalui akun Twitternya dari seorang wanita yang menanyakan tentang cryptocurrency. Bagi Victor, hal ini bukanlah sesuatu yang aneh, karena ia telah bekerja di pasar kripto dan juga pasar saham Brazil.
Her approach was very friendly, so I decided to converse with her. I remember when she asked to have my WhatsApp number, so we could continue to talk.
Setiap hari wanita itu akan mengirimkan pesan kepada Victor. Pesan tentang bagaimana dia masih lajang, yang merupakan kesamaan di antara mereka, dan bagaimana ia ingin memulai hubungan.
But later, the second approach, she changed a lot her behavior trying to sell me a crypto deal. He will give you a bunch of examples of people who made money with that, but it's all fake. She will offer you an illusion. You are not earning anything, actually.
Victor mengatakan dirinya cukup paham tentang kripto untuk bisa tahu bahwa ini adalah penipuan. Dan meskipun ia tidak kehilangan uang, ia masih merasa tersakiti.
I didn't feel depressed, but a little sad. To be honest, the pictures she showed me were of a beautiful woman. I was single at the time. For a moment, she talked about meeting each other personally. For a moment, I believed her.
Dalam survei terbaru yang dilakukan oleh University of Queensland, mereka yang menggunakan bahasa Inggris sebagai bahasa kedua adalah salah satu kelompok yang paling berisiko atas penipuan uang kripto.
We found there was a lack of understanding about the implications of crypto, so didn't necessarily understand the tax implications for buying and selling cryptocurrency, which is in Australia subject to capital gains taxes, or they may not have understood the importance of keeping their private keys private.
Associate Professor Livon Blue memimpin penelitian ini dan mengatakan bahwa selain hal itu, banyak orang rentan terhadap saran yang tidak diminta dan dengan hype-nya kripto di media sosial. Ia mengatakan pendidikan sangatlah penting untuk bisa mencegah penipuan.
Individuals can also remind themselves if an investment sounds too good to be true, it probably is. If they are under any sort of pressure to act quickly, that's also a warning sign. Research the cryptocurrency they're thinking about investing in. See if there have been any scams associated with it or any bad reviews.
SBS Examines episode kali ini pendengar diproduksi oleh Fernando Vives dan Olivia Diorio dan dibawakan oleh Tia Arda untuk SBS Indonesian. Untuk mengetahui informasi lainnya, silakan Anda mengunjungi sbs.com.au/sbsexamines.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.